Blog Talk Radio.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can do what's right, we have to lay awake and the Lord will help us win the fight.
I'm praising a man who died from the 6th to the 9th hour.
promised me faithful, he was coming back. All I got to do is go. Lord, don't let nobody stop me.
My. Good morning. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for being, as the songwriter says, charged in our life. Really, really charged in our life. Amen. Some people claim a lot of things, Reverend. Good morning. Some people claim a lot of things, you know. They're strong. You know, some people they're strong in a lot of things, you know. But when it comes to the word of God, when it comes to obeying God, you know, we lean to some sources that we shouldn't lean to. And in this society, we bold to say that I'm a man. I'm just old human. You know, we use cliche words, you know, and try to live with the Lord. I want to tell you today, might not work everywhere else, but I want to tell you today, God is looking at us. And I want to tell you, he's searching the man's heart.
Yes, sir.
He want to be charged in your life. He want to be charged in your life. He don't want nothing to have you following them or a thing to say that he approved. God approved you a long time ago on Calvary. You don't need no one to tell you. We make it so hard sometimes to know that God want to be in charge of your life. It don't make it that you don't show that you're not gonna make no mistakes. You're gonna make mistakes. You know, you're gonna make mistakes, and you're gonna make mistakes. But it ain't how you make it. It's how you get up and repent from it, and learn from it, mm-hmm. and try to do better in it. You know, and we as ministers, you know, I know people hate to hear we drop stuff. Preachers and teachers of the word, we have to be examples. You know, we have to be examples. We have to show that God is really can change people, and people trying to live holy. And when I say that, that means that we're not them too. We fall too. We do wrong things too sometimes. But our thing is this here, that we should be above approach. Help me, Holy Spirit. We should be in the point that some of these things that's been tricking us shouldn't trick us anymore, Reverend. It should be something that we should look at that thing and say, I'll rebuke you, I'll bind you, get behind me, Satan. Mm-hmm. You know, Satan keep putting in your ear, man. And he'll get the people you love, man. And they give you all kind of advice, man. You ever heard people give you all kind of advice, man. And you know you wanna be respectful, you know what I'm talking about. And some of it is almost like disrespectful with it because, you know, first time somebody on the watch this ever living not close to God, help me Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. First thing they want to do is tell you how to live for God, right? You know,
right.
You're supposed to live this way. We're all supposed to live this way.
You know, that's right.
You choose to do one way, and he didn't make you a judge over it. You know what I'm talking about? That's what you're talking about. That's hypocrite, right? You know, I understand when you're trying to help a brother, but when you're doing it in a way of a judgment, like belittle somebody, that counseling you give them, it causes a defense mechanism. It causes the person to go into defense mode. How you gonna tell me something and you doing everything else? Well, I ain't got there yet. I ain't there. You supposed to be. And a lot of stuff is correct with that right there. But I'm telling you, if God gives you something to say to somebody, make sure it's from God. Make sure it's from God.
Mm.
Because God don't, I've learned something, God don't need now one of us.
That's right. You're right about it.
He don't need now one of us. I don't care what title you have, he don't need now one of us. You know, because when he do come, we're going to know he don't need nobody. Because he's going to send his son down again. Let him come back. And he's going to judge his world. Let me Holy Spirit. He's going to judge his world. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we're living in this time. We're living in the end time. I know we can come up here talking about glory, glory, hallelujah. We go out, and that's good, worshiping and all that. Man, there's some people praising God straight to hell.
Mm.
Oh, hear me on. They're singing the word, but they're not trying to live by the word. they're singing praise to God and don't want to really walk in his newness. They're singing the word and won't fight against that flesh they got. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. That's why the preaching has to be what it is. That's why it has to be preached without compromising. It has to be told without compromise. It has to be so much better than when you speaking that it convicts you. Help me, Holy Spirit. If it don't convict you, how is it going to convict the people? You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
How is it going to convict the people, man? You know, and we live in that time, rather than the word has to be firm, man. It has to be so firm that when the presentation and deliverance of it, man, let God do it. You know when it's God because you use the word. I still say this, and I'll go to my grave with it. Jesus said it is written. The man don't live by bread alone, but every word proceeds out the mouth of the Lord. So I said, well, I never heard the Lord. So I'm not guilty of hearing me. I'm not guilty of, Reverend, someone giving, I mean, I never heard him. I never seen him. And then God's going to tell you, yes, you did. You heard it through over these, we call ministry. You know, you hear someone telling you God is in there. You're looking for a knight shining armor like they did, you know. You're looking for somebody that's going to be super spiritual. And when you come in, your whole being going to fall out. You don't want to see that right now if you're not in the wilderness. You don't want to see God in fullness if you haven't accepted him as Lord of your life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why we try to get prepared. That's why we don't want to be that ignorant person and say, which side I'm going to sit on, you know. God, will I sit on your right side? Will I sit on your left side? We don't want to be that ignorant, you know, because we know it is for a prepared person. Help me, Holy Spirit. And that's what we're trying to do, get prepared to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
To be with our Lord and say, oh, I know I'm right about it. To be with him, because we believe the days are getting short. Man is doing what they want to do now. You know, we got it going on. We do what we want to. And God give us that time for to come to a halt. He ain't coming down. He ain't coming in no manger this time. He ain't going to be waiting on the end getting in there. He ain't going to walk this earth 33 years. When he come this time, you're going to see the one who's been here forever, ever, 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 brother. What you think about that, brother?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Good morning to you. Yes, sir. He's coming back as a reigning king. That's why it's a necessity that we try to, as they say, get on board now while mercy and grace can be found. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. And I thank that for the opportunity that you've given us in this moment of grace. I pray that we are taking advantage of it, even in our struggling, trying to walk and do the things that he would have for us to do to bring that flesh upon a subjection that we may be found spotless. And it's a beautiful thing how he gives us time to get it right. But we pray that none are abusing that time that he gives us, but get in a hurry. Serve him now. Serve him now while it can be found. While just like when a baby started to walk, they fall a whole lot. But after a while, they get a little strength. The legs get a little stronger, and they don't wobble as much. So it is with our Christian walk. As we grow in God, we should be getting stronger day by day that the things that used to hinder us or make us fall don't make us fall anymore. And we thank God for his grace and his mercy to walk. Because surely even at our best we're filthy rags before him. But that should not let you stop trying to be your best. Because one thing about it, if you try your best, if you do the best that you can, you'll find out, you'll find yourself getting better. And that's what we give to you, we present to you. Do the best. Do your best. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humblest manner that we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for this beautiful day that you give us, Lord. Dude. We call this day, this is the day that you have made, and we're going to be glad in it, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We know some of us didn't know down our heart. We deserve justice, Lord. But you allowed us to roll on to another day, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the help and strength you give to some of us, Lord. Some of us get all the activities in. And for those who don't, Lord, we just ask you for a special blessing in whatever state that we are in right now. But, Lord, we want to be in a state of worshiping. We want to be in a state of giving you honor and praise, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, for the point of time that you give us right now. Knowing that, Father God, we could have been just landing there. That could have been our cooling board, Lord. The seat we had wrap around us, Lord. Could have been our winding chain, Lord. It could have been sweet cherry on, Lord. But, Lord, you just let it roll on with just a little longer, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. Mm. We thank you for fellowship, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. We thank you, Father God, when we come, we lift up you, Lord. We lift up you, Lord, and we let the people see you and let you speak to us, Lord. Lord, as we decrease, we ask for your increase, Lord. And by the way, Lord, if there's a prayer, Lord, need to be heard, Lord. Hear the heart of the people, Lord. Touch their heart, Lord. Maybe it might be spiritual, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Maybe it might be a physical thing. Maybe it might be a financial thing, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, we ask, Father God, to be touching and agree right now by the sound of my voice, Lord, that you let your will be done, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, in the word today, let it teach us, Lord. Let it teach us, preach to us, and persuade us to do your will, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we try to do this thing we call Christian walk, Lord. And we ask all these beautiful blessings in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. Brethren, I won't be with you that long. First Peter.
First Peter. 2. Okay.
Wherefore, lay aside all your malice and all your guile as a new babe desire the sincere milk of the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. That you may grow thereby. You hear that, brother? He said, that's the thing that traps us up, brother. He said, lay it to us.
Come on now.
don't have that you've been walking with the Lord. Because he's really telling somebody should be on milk, but that's simply there. Don't let that easily trap you up, the malice. He said, lay it to the side, brother. He said, brother, move it out the way. You know, I don't want you to have no guilt in you. I don't want you to have no sin in you. He said, if I can bag it up, let me make sure I got it right. He said, because I might have been really right, brother. He said, wherefore, lay aside all malice and all guile. And then he said, and hypocrite and envious and envious. In all evil speaking. You know what I'm talking about? He said, put this stuff aside, right? He said, put this stuff to the side. He said, don't do this. Man. You know, and the word has to be in a day, day, time, remember? Yeah, we got to check the people. Once you've been converted, once you have a change in your life, these things should be a part of your life. If it's so, he said, as a new baby, desire the sincere myth of the word that you may be grow thereby. Remember, that's what he said, brother. He said, see, brother,
that's right.
We have a it's like a metaphor, right? You know, we're taking this milk, right? And he's trying to tell you it's like a baby drinking the milk. Eventually, the baby's going to get weaned off that milk, remember? And he's going to get baby to drink, you know, fountain water, you know, maybe a little pop, you know. Eventually, he's going to start growing, you know. He's going to start maturing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, put away the evil speaking. He said, put away the hypocritical thing and envy of things.
Yeah.
It might not be nobody on the phone like this. Yeah. It might not be nobody on the phone have a problem with it, but let me preach it anyway. Let me teach it anyway. Because God knows the heart of the people. He said, we are living in a time that people hold on malice. We live in a time people have envy. We live in a time when people have evil speaking. This shouldn't be in a Christian. We should be, somebody said, peacemaker. Can I say it again, brother? Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
We should be finding, the believers of God should find ways to make peace, not stir up wrath. He said, don't make your good be spoke of evil, Reverend. Don't make your good be spoke of evil, God's plan. Don't make your words to come and your deeds be spoke of evil. Now, you're going to find them, they say. Yes, sir. You're going to find them.
Right.
You're going to be doing pretty good. You're going to find them. You don't have to worry about that. Because you know, one thing I'm learning, everything don't take a rebuttal. Everything don't take a respond back to. Everything, if it's the truth, you can say it 10 years and go back 10 years, another 10 years, and still come out the right. If it's a lie, hey, brother, you up. And what did I say last year? You know, but if, when it's the truth, you don't have to worry about it. You know, and then
that's
right. they did it to the king, man. We talked about the king, the Lord, the whole. They did it to him, man. It made his right that he was doing and turn into a wrong. But I tell you one thing about the sincere milk of God. That's why we try to feeds you with the word of God and let the word of God convicts you. And when the word of God convicts you, my brothers and sisters, you won't say, Eric said it. You'll say, I read that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I say, brother? You won't be saying that Eric said it. You will say, I read that. I was in there when they were reading that. First Peter, what? Chapter 2. I was over there with him when he was telling me, when he... This is what Rev said, and he don't know. He said about a newborn, and look what the scripture was coming from. It's talking about taking someone, coming in Christ, and trying to, speak something in them, guide them in their heart.
Yes,
so when they hear the word of God, they don't hear my voice, they hear God's voice. Because the Bible says, well, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. When did I hear my voice?
Right.
When did I hear it, brother? Rev, can you tell me when did they hear the voice, brother? Before we get there?
Come on now. You hear the voice of salvation.
Anytime you hear God's voice is when you hear somebody breaking up Jesus Christ. When they tell you about Jesus Christ, they bring his word to you. Because we even though we was under the, we call it the schoolmaster, if I can make it plain, the Old Testament.
Right.
And it shows you your transgression. It shows you your iniquity. It shows you your wrong. But it wasn't under the Savior's will. So we had to get Jesus because we had that first Adam. And every time you look around, that first Adam won't come out, that sin. See, but the second Adam came over and abolished all that. You know, he took death out the way that we don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear the things what people can do physically because we got a home waiting on us in glory. And we believe rest going to happen to everyone. I don't care how old you are or young you are, you're going to get rest one day. Either you're willing or no one is. You're going to get out this body. Some of us preferably going to be in heaven. Some of us, if they ain't right, we're going to be in hell. That's in the book. But we trying to get you on board now so you don't have to make that choice. You can make it right now. Don't try to make that choice when you see him. It's going to be too late. I'd rather serve the Lord right now and get there right there and find out he was. He was there, and then don't find out.
Yeah.
And then when he there, he was there and said, oh, they told me, I believe now, they told me now that you're going to be there. See, first I thought they were lying. But remember that movie we saw, Left Behind? You know, the preacher preached so hard. And then he found out the stuff he was preaching was wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit. But he was left behind. You know,
that's right.
Don't get left behind. You know what I'm talking about? That's why when we bring in the word of God, read with us. If you have a problem with what's been conveyed, ask the question. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And we'll try our best to convey the answer. Everything in a shout
That's
thing.
Right.
But sometimes you might come over and you might get taught, help your Holy Spirit. We believe with the growth. When you see the baby, you grow the baby. You don't force this stuff on them. You take the unadulterated word and don't water it down, rather, and present it to them so they can eat and drink of it because nourishment is there. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if
yes.
so be ye, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if so be ye have tasted the Lord's grace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To whom come?
Mm-hmm.
He said, the living stone. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, this loud. Indeed, a man, what he said, but chosen of God. Oh, the precious.
That's
oh,
right.
I love this book, man. Oh, I love the word, man. Jesus was picked out so he could be our elder brother. He was picked out to come down to be the representation of God. He walked this earth so you and I can look at him as a model, you know, and we strive and looking at him so he might pull a couple of instruments out there, Reverend. He might put Reverend out there and let Reverend be before the people so when people see him, if he do ball, I'm there to catch him. But also, he can hear Reverend sometimes being transparent. It was the Lord gave me this. It was the Lord helped me with this.
Mm-hmm.
See, people need to know that we have to operate with God, not that we can't operate outside of God. When we do that, that's why you find a lot of people get headstrong now, that they've been pumped them up so high that they the one who want to be lived. And it has to be the
right.
Father that needs to be lived with. So Jesus was that cornerstone. He's the one who put the bricks together, brother. He was the one who only one to cover us with the blood. No blood, my blood is just blood. You might be type A or type B. That's all it is, brother. But Jesus' blood, he washed it all the way, brother. He was here and literally and rejected by man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now he came, Reverend. He is that living stone. That's why when we look at him, Reverend,
yeah.
we know it's real, because we tried him, help me, Holy Spirit. And we found out that we know he lives. How do you live, Reverend? He lives within us, Reverend. He lives within us. Why did I know this? Because nobody got to tell me this for myself no more. I know him because once you get the relationship with him, as we do this Monday to Friday, some of them Monday to Sunday, we see and we get closer to him, and he visits us. Look how he visits us. He said, you also have a living stone, built what up with a spiritual house. That's what he said, brother. And a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by who? Jesus Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody
That's
wrestling
right.
with something. Somebody, I was there, you know, somebody wrestling with something, you know, somebody was asking, and who do we pray to? You know, they were out there, brother. They were all over it. And we was in a setting, right? And one person said, but I believe you should pray to God. Somebody said, no, that's not right. You need to pray to Jesus Christ. So it's a catch there, Reverend. It's really a catch there. But I read in the book when Jesus said, they went to Jesus. Now, this is what I read now, Reverend. I'm not scoffing. But this is what I read now. I read in the Bible, they asked Jesus to teach us how to pray. Like John's disciple, he told John's disciple.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, well, okay, on this matter, he said, our Father. Okay, stop right there.
That's right.
Stop right there. Stop right there. He said, our Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? So we can't put God in our own little mind sometimes and think we got him an answer. Absolute. But the Bible said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we praying to who, Reverend?
You know, we pray to God, yeah.
Okay, so then when Jesus come, he said, if you ask anything in my name, it will work.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask anything in my name, he's telling us we can get it. Watch this here, Reverend. Same thing. God the Father, God the Son,
the
Son of God, and the Holy Ghost are what? One. Oh, heaven, Holy
Spirit.
Even in baptism, they wrestle with it because Jesus tells them to baptize in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But you go to Acts, Peter said, in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, they all one.
It's all the same.
It's all
the
same. They're all the same. It's all the same. I believe, like the scripture said, we won't be in error because we're sincere about it. Yes, sir. See, Jesus now, he stands before God even when the adversary in Revelation on that is presenting the devil, is presenting our faults to him day and night. And Jesus said we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb, our testimony. So he's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And he's done, and he, everything you might want to say out of your mind, when he goes to Jesus, he cleans it up. Help me, Holy Spirit. So
right.
Now when you present something to God, you can do like he said, our Father, which art in heaven,
mm-hmm.
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be. See, people can recite that real good, but there's some real stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, give honor to the God. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Even Jesus prayed to him one time. I'm going to get there, Reverend. Even Jesus prayed at one time, Reverend. He said, before he raised Lazarus, he had some people around him, didn't believe, and they believed that he sent him. And he said to what, Reverend? He said, I know you believe. He said, my Heavenly Father, thank God. He said, I know you hear me always, but for the ones that are here on the outside, Reverend, standing around. He said, for they sake, Lord, hear my prayer, Lord. See, God is awesome, God. I love it. I love how he used his son to show us how to do the ministry. I know he showed us how that we can't do this without Jesus Christ. We can't do this without the Holy Ghost. We can't do it without a presenter, because it's not about us. Help me, Holy Spirit. So the word we're teaching is spiritual. It's so spiritual that you can read the word, but all of it can convict you is when you make a charge that he's in your life. See, sometimes it don't convict you because it's not in your heart. Once it's in your heart, it starts convicting you. Now when you hear about evil
right.
speaker, help me, Holy Spirit, then you get malice and envy. Brother, if it's God in you, you're going to come up. A spirit's going to wake up and say, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me for all of that. See, but if you don't, that means that new bathing's still there, brother. That new bathing, it needs
mm-hmm.
the milk, brother. It needs to be taught, brother. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, this is wrong. It's all right to tell somebody you suck. It's all right to tell I'm
mm-hmm.
wrong. It's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing.
Right.
You're showing humility. You're showing that person you can make a friend out of that person because you tell him, I'm going to take the low route. I'm going to take the, you
mm-hmm.
did this, I'm going to take the lower route because I know maybe I might be wrong, but if I'm not, I'm still going to act like I'm wrong because I want to show you God is real. You know, that's why
mm-hmm.
you're getting
mm-hmm.
away. You're doing spiritual things now. Now you're getting fed. Now you have been in that word. Now the word to talk to you when you talk to it. And I learned something, Reverend. Really. Once you get that humble, Reverend, really, God will start speaking through you to him or her. Yep.
That's right. That's right.
He'll take your situation and turn it back to for him to be lifted up. That's what God is.
Mm-hmm.
Some people now call it, I've been around some people saying the chicken heart, you know. You're a coward, you know. You know, because you walk away and you shine from evil. You shine. You know, I know sometimes you might get in a situation, Reverend. Somebody puts you in a corner, and you might move a little faster than you probably normally do it. You know, tell me. But I found out something, Reverend. Repentance is good. Yeah. Repentance
yes.
is good, Reverend. You can repent. The believers should repent, Reverend. Because we find out
mm-hmm.
why we said it, because Jesus came and he was accepted by God, right? So when he came to be a mediator for us, brother, he showed that God was pleased of him before he even took before he even really took the walk. Before he even walked, brother. Before he moved and did anything miracle, miraculous, God was pleased with him. That's the same Jesus inside of us. Help me, Holy Spirit. I believe God can look at
mm-hmm.
us, even our imperfection, and say he's pleased. You know why? Because he's looking through Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
I got to get on out of it. Watch what it says. He said, wherefore also it is constrained, he said, in the scripture. He said, behold, I lay a Shalom, the chief cornerstone, elect, we say, precious, and he that believes
mm-hmm.
on him should not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which a believer is precious, but unto them which is disobedient, the stone, which one is they remember? Which the builder disallowed. I love how the book reads, right? I love how the book says, see, he makes a way that he don't force none on his brother. He makes it so
mm-hmm.
that he don't force himself on. He allowed you to accept him and walk with him, and he allowed you to go the other way and get what you want. Because the book said, I'd rather have you hot or cold than lukewarm, because I will spew you out. So when Jesus came, and Jesus come and by the word of the scripture, he don't hold us down to make us do nothing. It's a choice if you want to do this. But while you're there, he's precious. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit.
Right.
He's so precious. Once you get in your heart, you don't want to hurt him, brother. Once you get the love of God in you, you don't want to hurt God, because you can hear him, man.
Right.
You can hear him and say, Eric, quit that. Eric, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, do this. You can hear this. And I'm telling y'all, I said, it's not a lot of do's and don'ts to walk with God. It's always, if it's your will, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. If
mm-hmm.
it's your will, Lord, let me go, Lord. If it's your will, Lord, help me do this, Lord. But something God is allowing
mm-hmm.
you, Reverend, to build you up. See, he keep giving that word. It builds you up so you can be able to sustain what the adversary has for you. And I love that, because it's so easy for us to get confounded in things. It's so easy for us to get hold down to some things, because our flesh wants things, brother. It lusts after
mm-hmm.
things, brother. And God knows it lusts after. That's why we got to do what we do now. Try to be around some good, you know, some people. I'm not saying we perfect, but be around some people that try to live right for God. Be around positive people. If you put a lot of negative, you got more negativity in your life, brother and sister, it's going to come out. And you ain't never cuss before. You keep hanging around negative people, you're going to cuss. If you ain't lied before, if you keep hanging around lying, it's going to happen. If you ain't never stole before,
mm-hmm.
you're going to steal. If you ain't never killed nobody, you keep hanging around the people killing. If you ain't never did no wrong, you're going to do some wrong. That's why would not put some positive things in your life? And we living in a time that God wants us to live holy. People don't like to hear that word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, be ye holy, because I am holy. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when I hear that, brother, to have God to be obedient to God, brother, we have to look at this thing not in the natural. You know what I'm talking about? We got to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be some things that come in my life that obedience don't seem like it's death. You don't want to do it. But when you have it in your heart, when you have it in your heart, brothers and sisters, you would do it. Is that right about it, brother? Will you do it?
That's right. That's right. Yes, we will.
Now, I'm going to say this in passing, right? Because I got to make sure you hear me real good on verse 7 again. He said, unto you, therefore, which believe is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed. He said, what, brother? He said, the same is made
the same
at the head
made.
Of the corn. The head of the corn. That's what he said, right? He said, in the stone of what? Stumbling of a rock of offense. He said, we stumble at the word of being disobedient. He said, well, too, as they were appointed. But ye, oh, healthy Holy Spirit, well, rather, a chosen generation,
a royal
priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, I'm in the book, y'all, that you should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of what? Darkness. I ain't got to be looking at y'all. Into the marvelous light. That'll be a place that they just know that you've been in the presence of God. That'll just know that you don't have to have a Bible on you. You don't have to have nothing on you. And God, you've been in the fellowship with the Lord because you had a relationship with him. So once they see this, Reverend, they know you've been around a chosen people. You know, when people look at you and hear your conversation, you ought to be guilty. Man, it's something different about you, Reverend Henry. It's something different about you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something totally different about you. You're peculiar to me, man. I've been around a lot of preachers. I've been around a lot of people. But it's something that, it ought to be something that you be guilty about, that you serve God. And it should be guilty of you're a hellion. It should be guilty that you're an evil speaker. It should be guilty of you're you got envy in your heart. If it is, repent and be delivered.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But if you've been with the Lord, the Bible said you don't want to be no stumbling block. You don't want to be keep running out there like you ain't never heard the word, keep falling all down. Sometimes another God, you see that coming, you just walk around it, Doc. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes yeah. you get in the word, you know it's wrong. You just say, man, I'm not going to go that route because this is what's going to happen. You know the consequences
yes,
of it because you know what's right and wrong. So you don't want them to be that stumbling block, and you don't want to disobey God. Help me, Holy Spirit, because you know that mm-hmm. he chose you. And when God chooses you, help me, Holy Spirit, I ain't talking about putting you in the pulpit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about being a deacon. I ain't talking about being an elder. I'm talking about he chose us out of sin because the Bible just says something. But the Bible said, he said, watch this, brother. But he said, they that should show forth the praise, help me, Holy Spirit, of
mm-hmm.
whom, if we said, of him who have called you out of what? Darkness into the marvelous
yeah.
light. Help me, Holy Spirit. He done took your obedience and took that and accepted it and brought you out of darkness. Now you're in the light. That's why people can look at you and say, Peter, you don't look like one of them. Yes, you are one of them, Peter. I'm not one of them. No, I ain't. No, people know who you are, brother, who you've been around. One time it was a story, right? Man sitting at the beautiful gate, and they reached out, and the man asked for some arms. He said, seven gold I have not. Remember? He said he didn't have him,
mm-hmm.
but he gave him Jesus, man, and lifted him up. And the man went in the temple, hollering, praising God, been impotent all his life, and praising God. And people on the sideline, you know, you got to make sales, right? On the sideline,
mm-hmm.
and said, this what this is. This man, these people are unlearned. That's what he said, man. He said, these
yeah.
people are unlearned, brother. But then once somebody said, he said, well, they must have been walking with Jesus. Read the scripture, y'all. I'm in the book. See, once you get in Jesus, they'll move you. Some things you do and things will come your way and you resist it, they'll know it came from God. Because no
That's
man
right.
can handle what? It's some things that we just can't handle. It has to be God to get
That's
us out.
Right.
Because some of us know if God don't get in there, we're going to mess up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm almost through, Reverend. But then
mm-hmm.
I read that script again. He said, call you
mm-hmm.
out of darkness into the marvelous light. He said, which is the time past, not the people, but what he said, but now the people of God, help me, Holy Spirit, which
yeah.
have not obtained mercy, but now have what? Obtained mercy.
Obtained mercy.
I'm going to be through with this, man. I'm through with this. That was the last one. I'm going to stop there, but I want you to know something. Everybody on this phone deserves justice. From the least
mm-hmm.
to the most. We all deserve justice. But through Jesus' blood, God look at us with his merciful eyes. We do the altar call, right? And on the altar call we had the seat of mercy seat. People was coming down Sunday after Sunday. And the first lady God put in the heart to take that seat of mercy written off the seat, brother, because the people
mm-hmm.
were misusing the mercy seat. Oh, heaven. I know it's tangible. I know it's materialistic,
yeah.
but you got to go spiritual with me. When God speaks
mm-hmm.
and you follow the obedience of his word, but if you keep coming back like he did in what we call that scripture, in Jeremiah 7, when you keep coming with these different what? You keep coming to God all the time, talking about, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, and get right back at you. When you
mm-hmm.
help me, you go back and do the same thing over and over. He said, you're lying. You're lying. The temple
mm-hmm.
of Lord, you're lying. He said, amend your ways when you come before me.
Amend
so
your ways.
So if you have God in you, God sees you with his merciful eyes. You deserve the justice, but he's looking at it through Jesus Christ. That's why we not prayerfully. That even if you are on milk, you're not in darkness no more. Even if you're on milk, you're not in darkness. There is a preparation with that. That as you learn him, the more you learn, the less you will fall, Reverend. The less you will fall.
Amen.
Not that you're not going to fall, but when you do fall, you quickly repent. I know this was a little talk on no island. It wasn't no, was probably the tip of your fancy. But let me tell you something. God is moving into someone that want to be obedience to his word. Obey his word.
Man.
The Bible says obedience
Man.
Is better than sacrifice. You know, let me tell you something, and I really believe this, Reverend. He's coming back.
Man.
Reverend, I believe he's coming back, Reverend. I'm just crazy
Man.
To believe he is coming back. So I'm going to leave you with this again and tell you, if you don't know him and you
mm-hmm.
haven't made him a personal relationship with the Lord. If you haven't confessed out your mouth that God has raised him from the dead, and you didn't believe in your heart, and you haven't confessed unto salvation, do it today. Make him your Lord of your life. Take that and understand you're not going to be, you're not going to go from that point straight to the pulpit. You're not going to go that right there, go straight to the be a superintendent of Sunday school. It's a preparation now to get to a point. And be careful what you ask for by being in the church, too. Be careful what you ask for, because when you get put in that situation, you can't keep saying, I'm not this, I'm not this. But God will take it from you. He done it before for people.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give it to somebody else. Somebody had five talents. Somebody had two talents. And somebody had one talent.
Mm-hmm.
If I can go a little faster, the one didn't use his. He dug it in the hole. God took that talent for him and gave it to the others. So I'm a double deal.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the gift God give you and you don't use it. So, but we said, as you learn, the more you could be used. You know what I'm saying? Because you put a novice out there, he's going to mess up. You put a novice woman out there, she's going to mess up. That's why we said learn. We taught the word of God before you try to be
mm-hmm.
a teacher, a minister, help the Holy Spirit, even a deacon. He never said we taught. Because you have to be able to follow before you be able to leave, really. So may God bless you.
Nah.
May he always keep you. May he almost show his love towards you. Humble is the best way, man. Humble is the best way. I know that sometimes we want to be right, but sometimes just being quiet and walk away, it don't even have to take an approach with that. Because you know what? If God be for you, help me, Holy Spirit, he
mm-hmm.
knows the word against you. Because I'm
yes,
a living testimony, no. I was in darkness. I know I was in darkness. I was in darkness.
Yeah.
I know I was going. And let me tell you something. But you know what, man? I always had a
mm-hmm.
fear of God, though. It sounds
yeah.
stupid, though. But I always had a fear of God. That's why I came back, because I had a fear of God. I didn't learn God out when I got older. I knew God when I was younger. But I had a lust for the world. You know what I'm talking about? And
mm-hmm.
that's why I'm still in. But God took me out of that darkness and put me in life. And he's been preparing me. Now he said, now you can do some certain things for me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now you can do some certain
mm-hmm.
things for me. Send me, Lord. That's what we've been doing. Carrying the word day and night. Carrying the word. Being an example for the people. One thing about it, Reverend, is there a few soldiers out there? Because the harvest is plenty. With the labor of
all yeah.
you. May God bless you and keep you always in my prayer. Amen. Thank you, Will.
Amen.
I got to move on.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. That's it. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. You open, Brother D.
Amen. 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 Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, first giving all and all praises to God, who is truly the head of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We should just tell him thank you for blessing us and allowing us to wake up this morning to see another day. And then
mm-hmm.
he just shower you with blessings after that. He blessed us to be able to come back to God's plan this morning and hear another tremendous word of God. Another word from the 66. And I'm like my brother, all messages are not shouting messages. Some messages just teaching messages. And I took this morning as a teaching message. You should learn. You want to get closer to the Lord. I find that no matter how close I get to God, Reverend, I want to get closer. No matter how close I get, I want to get closer. I can't. For some reason or another, I hadn't figured it out yet, but I just can't get close enough to it. If I said, Brad, I can't get close enough to it. I promise you, I try every day of my life. And like my brother said, we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, because the Bible has already instructed, man, that there's none perfect but the Father. So we know we're not going to be perfect. But if we keep striving, keep trying, it'll keep us closer to the throne. I'm like the sermon I heard once when a little kid had got lost. He didn't know where he was at. He couldn't think of no address, no phone number, no one to call. He said, but if you can just get me back to the church, He said, because on the church, on the top of the church, there's a steeple. If you just get me back there, I can find my way home. Those that are lost, that's all my brothers, every morning they come here 5 days a week and preach to you, telling you, just get back to the church. If you can get back to the church, I promise you can find your way home. That's all Brother Eagle says. But I don't want to hold the flow, but I just thank God for Jesus every day of my life. I thank him. I thank him, man. I'm like my brother, Reverend Walker said, Reverend Heron said, I just want to love on him. I just want to love on him. Just want to love on him because he's so good Amen. To me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank Amen. God. Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
We truly thank God. He's blessing us again to come together. We count it as a privilege, a blessing. We can come together and reason in his word and listen to what he has for us. Truly, it's a blessing how he speaks life into us. He's speaking life into us. Whenever you hear the word of God, a part of life. Because I hear in the scriptures that faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. When you hear and partake of that, then listen. Let it go into your heart. Hallelujah. Know these things to be true. Revelation 21 said these words they true. These words are true and faithful. True. These words that we read unto you, this living word of God. Just let it come a part of you. Praise the Lord. Think on these things. Oh, hallelujah. Because the scripture told us we were not a people, but now we are a people of God. That we didn't have no mercy to obtain, but now we have obtained mercy. That should make your heart glad that God gives you a way where you can have mercy shown unto you. Though in your best you try and you fall, but he lifts you up. That's his mercy. Though instead of whooping you, chastising you, gives you mercy and grace until you're able to stand. We thank God today. We ask God continue blessing on our lives. Continue to give us mercy. Though we deserve justice, but he allows grace to look in us. So we said, thank you. I hear you, eh? Martha, careless words. She sends in careless words, words filthy. Spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. if we careful what we say, hallelujah, we can brighten someone's day. And when we're not careful with our words, see, words, because they are alive, thoughts are alive, speaking. It's so much of a lie. When you speak the word, when you say, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief, you're setting yourself up for mercy, hallelujah, for grace, in case you're stumbling, in case you're struggling in your belief. Tell the Lord you believe, but help the things that's clouding you. When you would doubt or when you would be unbelieving, but help my unbelief that I may believe, hallelujah, all that when I believe it, I'll receive it. God bless you. God keep his prayer. We thank God for what we have experienced today. Pray that something has been said that will help you along your way to want to know God a little better, to want to walk a little closer. Hallelujah. We ask that God would keep us as we try to do his will. Praise the Lord. There be nothing else, we'll pray. Continue to allow God to have his way. In the name of Jesus, as we go to God in prayer, continue to pray for one another, continue to strive for the things that make peace, wherewith one may edify another. Continue to pray and allow God to have his way.
And really,
remember, it is by striving that we receive. It's by striving we are rewarded, and it's by giving that we receive. And you know, I heard your brother say, you know, we striving. Yes, sir.
If we don't leave nothing without what I said earlier, I must react and re-say this one more time. I want to leave this to anyone. Anyone could really receive this. This helped me. I didn't understand it. Well, I understand it, but I really understand it now. He said, the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Don't miss that. The praise of him.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be grateful and thankful. Man, if you've been acknowledging, know, Reverend Brother D, know that where God brought you from, man. Give God thanks. Man, God has, man, we could have been dead and I don't want this to be like it's so just another word. Man, you were brought out of darkness into the marvelous light.
That's in other words, right, you brought our death back to life, bro.
That's it.
You was dead. You brought our death back to life.
To know you were dead. They didn't use that. They didn't use nothing. No one from the outside physically could bring you back. It was because he brought you. And then he brought us out, Brother Reverend. I got to say this, man. I'm sorry, though. But God wants us to know that it's about him. It's about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one can change, man. I don't care how many times we want to change, man. God's the only one to change, man. But I want you to consider this. Man, he brought you out of something. Give him thanks. Thank God.
Give
I don't care what nobody says. How you get on my last nerve, this and that. Man, if you know where I was, man, in my life, man. If you know where God brought me from, man, you'd be praising right
now.
Maybe he ain't did nothing wrong. He brought me out of darkness, man, into the
marvelous
light. I'm going to say this, I'm going to move on when I finish. Don't you know, it was just a light. He said marvelous.
Marvelous. That's it, bro. That's it. He didn't just say light. Marvelous light. He didn't just say light.
Marvelous, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me get it low. See, sometimes you could be walking with God a long time and some things don't do. Mm-hmm. Some scriptures, it's just a scripture to you. But, brother, I pray to God.
Just jump out and grab, you know.
That comes.
I
want every scripture to be like it was. I first understood it. I want to be powerful to me because I won't be what? I won't be complacent when I do hear it. And I want to give him honor. I want to thank him. So if you like me, and God and what, Reverend, he done brought you out of the darkness, Brother D. He done brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Go today and tell somebody that I heard a story. That I am a peculiar person. I was chosen. And I once was on milk. Now I'm walking around stronger now. And I was in darkness. Shaping. I was going so
stronger than I've ever been.
Reverend, I had rocket shoes. I'm going to hell. But now, God brought me out of that darkness and put me in that marvelous light. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, bro, I'm sorry.
Man, you know what, bro? It's funny you come back and say it. And I had said I wasn't going to say it much. I was trying to be quiet. But my brother went through some scriptures this morning. And I used to always tell the congregation, it should be one verse, one word, one sentence. It should have been something said that should have grabbed your attention when you are given and being given the word of God. It should be something that grabbed hold to you. Now that verse grabbed Brother Eric this morning. See, I got grabbed when he said, we are a peculiar people. And it's funny because I was reading something just the other day about Deion Sanders, the football player. Deion Sanders, they asked him about all that fabulous and flash and flare that he did. And he said, when you feel good, he said, you dress good. When you dress good, you look good. When you look good, you play good. And that I took that when he said we are peculiar people. See, when you are peculiar, people look at you funny. You know what I'm saying? People look at you funny when you're peculiar, but you're in a safety zone. You see what I said? You're in a safety zone when people look at you funny, because you're in the bosom of the Lord. And this is what I mean, Red, when I said it should be something should have grabbed somebody. So, that verse grabbed Brother Mary. That verse grabbed Brother D. We are peculiar people because we are in a safety zone. We in the almighty hands. And I wouldn't trade my journey for nothing. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. So all right, so I'm on the right road now. And I know I am. I know I am. I know I've been changed. I know I've been born again. Because I am truly of a peculiar nation. Amen, amen. Come on, Real. Come on here, Real. We've been messing around with you all day again. We are peculiar people. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God. In
the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Sir. That's what I said, Rep. Every message is not a shouting message. A teaching message. This is a teaching message. And that's what we need.
Yes, sir.
We need teaching messages. We need teachers.
Yes, sir.
These people need to be taught the uncut, unadulterated word of truth, God's word. It's no exchanging it and playing with it and teasing with it. It's only one way to teach God's word. It's straight down the middle. And that's what my brother gave me this morning. The uncut, unadulterated truth.
That's it.
Please get yourself in a Bible teaching, Bible believing, God's fearing church.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
That's it.
Then you can become of a peculiar nation. And when you become that peculiar nation, you'll see why we feel like we feel. Come on in, Reverend Harry, come on in here. I promise you, we are peculiar people. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus. He just makes you feel good. It makes you want to shout.
Yeah.
He'll make you want to shout. Got to make you feel good when you're down and out. When you're down to your last dime, remember, he'll make you feel good. I promise you. He let me leave home with nothing and come back home with over 2,000. And instead of getting phone calls, saying, if you need me, call me.
I know you're right.
God will do it for
you. I know you're right.
And I'm going to leave this with you as I get out of the way. God want to do it for you. You just got to get out of the way and let him. A friend of mine told me one time, he said, Brother D, he said, I thought I had to help God save me. And all I had to do was get myself out of the way. He said, I was a hinder to myself. And now he's a deacon in church now. He's a deacon now, brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus, just remove yourself and give yourself to God. That's all you got to do. Give yourself to the Lord. He will. Ooh, he will. He will. I promise you he will. I don't think no one messed up, tore up, and beat up from the floor worse than me. Carried a pistol around everywhere I go, everywhere I turn. I would go out for walking in my house with a pistol in my belt. Messed up from the floor. Won't somebody say something? Practicing, playing with it. Aiming at the walls, trying to find me a spot on the wall to shoot at. Ooh, I was messed up from the floor. But God. But God. But God. Nothing but God. There was nothing else could have said. No one else could have did it right here. But God. It had to be. Because the reason I knew it had to be the Lord right here, because I was too stupid and too dumb to listen to anybody else. Couldn't anybody tell me nothing? I knew everything. Couldn't tell me nothing. Wasn't going to listen to you. But God. He saw fit. Give yourself to the Lord, sister and brother. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Him good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come and bring us out of that darkness into his marvelous light.
Ain't that, sir? Marvelous. I like the way he named that, Real. He didn't just say come into the light. He said marvelous light.
That's right.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Yes, sir. We thank the Lord for what he has blessed us to.
to see this day. Let us continue to know that it is by striving. By striving. You want your situation to change, try God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you want, if it looks dark for you, try the Lord. Praise the Lord. He gives you, he'll bring you out of that darkness to his marvelous light. Hallelujah. It's nothing peaceful. Nothing gives you more peace knowing that when you have pleased the God. When you have pleased the living God. When you know that everything would be all right. Hallelujah. Knowing that this God that we talk about. Praise the Lord, you have come into a relationship with him. You can hear, you can communicate with him, and he with you, and he can show you how to walk, show you how to talk, show you the evidence of the reality that he's real. We tell him thank you for such a fair love affair we can have with him, to love God and he love you. Praise the Lord, we thank him. Thank him for Jesus. Thank him for hallelujah, knowing that he has set us free, called us out of it. Continue to pray one for another. Again, I say it's by striving that we're going to receive this reward. Hallelujah. Run on to see what the end will be. Praise the Lord. Sir, there be nothing else, we'll continue to pray one for another, continue as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, we come, thank you, Father, how we was reminded. Some heard it again. Some heard it for the first time, but some of us, you remind us that you called us out of darkness to your marvelous light. We just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for yet still working on us, making us better, getting us ready to meet you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, fellas, be reminded that you're coming back. Bless us to be ready. Bless us to get our houses straight, our homes in order, Father, to receive you when you come, that we may go back with you. In the name of Jesus, listen. Jay Lord, we thank you. Continue to give us for our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Where we're weak, Father, where we need strength, give us strength. Hallelujah. Where we're torn down in battle, torn down, oh, Father God, because of life sometimes beat up on us and we feel like we're down in there. Give us that strength. Hallelujah. Give us the victory. Even let us know that we already have the victory because we're trying to do what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, just thank you, Lord, and we love you. Continue to go with us and stand by us and bless us with our thoughts, Father. Bless us with our actions. Bless us with our speech. Let us not to do no evil speaking one to another, but bless us to uplift each other. And if we will speak, let us be praying one for another. This we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the comments, the, oh, Father God, the prayers, the listening ear. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, until we meet again. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide with us. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because of who you are.
Thank you.